Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
6-5. You are listening to a special encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is the 16th of October, 2021, getting close to Halloween. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. This is Radio Law Talk. Probably almost 5 years of entertaining, you know, I'm going to say exciting and sometimes informative radio. That's probably what this is all about. I had some people talk to me the other day and said, wow, this is, I can't, you know, they actually wrote up a little spiff on me, okay? And it was some sort of bio about Radio Law Talk. You know what they put, Todd?
You'd be shocked.
They sent it to me, right? And they said, okay, we just want you to approve this. Call in for pure legal advice for free. And I said, no, can't say that, you know. And then to top it off, then they said, you will hear all about the law, everything about legal and in-depth details of the law. I said, no, we're not doing that either.
you could have changed it.
We got some music going there.
Could have changed it with one, instead of pure, pure legal. It was call in for impure legal advice.
That's true.
We'd be fine with that.
Or adulterated.
Yeah, adulterated.
Or messed up.
Completely messed up legal advice.
Completely what you hear from us, do the opposite.
It's opposite day every day on Radio Law Talk.
George Costanza day. Well, it doesn't work. What should you do? Maybe you should do the opposite of everything you've done in your life, George. You know, I live with my parents, don't have a job, and I'd like to go out with you, and I'm overweight. Or whatever he said.
You are so attractive, George Costanza.
That's exactly. So that's kind of what we're doing here in Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about the Durst trial. Oh, my gosh. Years we've been doing the Durst trial. We're going to talk about this. A very interesting confession from a Nike executive. We're going to talk about Brett Favre. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court justices Pickering. Oh, my gosh. Todd and I were talking during the break. I truly think civility in this world, and especially in the United States, has gone to the birds. I mean, it's literally not what it used to be. When people would disagree about something, they just say, okay, you know, let's disagree and move on. It doesn't mean there weren't. Sometimes people would fight over something. But let's see. That flower is white. No, it's kind of a little bit of off-white yellow. Well, let's fight over that.
You have offended me.
You have offended me.
I identify with it being a white flower.
Yes. I absolutely can't believe you said that. And I think you're this and that and this and that type of person. Like, I just said the flower is a little different color than you thought. But anyways, it's even getting into the justices, and we're going to talk about that today. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law, and we're not giving legal advice. Again, Todd, I wish I almost brought it with me so you can read what it said. And she was doing a wonderful job. She just, you know, typesetting stuff and setting it up for Radio Law Talk, and they don't do this for a living. But it was all about just the complete opposite of what we say we can and cannot do.
Well, I'm glad she ran it by value.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad it didn't come out. Well, a lot of articles that come out about us or me, we don't know what they say, and they come out, and there, a lot of it's just wrong, you know. Just
and remember that Adam Schechter at ESPN got in trouble because he ran an article past the Bruce Allen of the Washington Redskins, and so now they're thinking they might cut him loose.
Really?
Because it was an article, and he said, "Well, how do you think?" Because he was a direct party, you know. An article was about him and the NFL strike.
Right.
And he said, "What do you think? Did I get it right, boss?" You know, called him editor, you know, in a joking way, and so now everybody's thinking, "Well, Schechter, you know, he compromised himself," and from a purely journalistic standpoint, that would be called compromising yourself.
Yeah, you don't ask, you know. I mean, you do, obviously. This wasn't a journal writing. It was about our podcast and stuff, and they just wanted to put a little thing saying down there. But it was pretty funny how. Hold on, I've got a very important phone call, so I have to hang up.
A very important phone call.
Huh? Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about those things. We're going to get into a little bit about a very, very interesting issues with Epstein and Maxwell. That's still in the news. We're going to discuss that.
The arguments we're going to talk about by counsel. My thought is, what do you think it should be? Just remember that phrase. That's going to be my theme. Wow. What do you expect?
That's funny. But it is interesting how, and I've been to the United States Supreme Court. I'm sworn in, and I can argue before the United States Supreme Court. And I've been there, and I've been in the east wing of the upper room of the United States Supreme Court.
Where he met his love.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She came in and talked. She is the tiniest little thing. I'm sorry. She reminded me of like a queen, Victoria, the little, you know, just.
The queen of England. Queen,
yeah, she had her little white gloves and she was so. It's like if you shook her hand, I think you'd break her. She was so small and tiny and she was so, I'm going to say the word, proper, professional, and not a break in a smile, nothing, not a break. Where you got Justice Roberts, hey man, how's everything? He's not like, what's up, man?
Like,
hey,
he's going to come in talking about his fantasy football team.
Yeah, he's a guy you can sit down and you know, have a root beer with and talk about football and stuff. And yeah, come on over, let's take a picture. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes, woof, it was. I felt like I was in with royalty or deity even more than that.
Just would have been hilarious if when she finally speaks, she's like, yo, meat puppet, get out of my way.
Yeah.
I'm moving this way. Come on.
but it was like she walked in, it was like a hush. It was like whoosh. And we were eating breakfast. It was a breakfast and there was probably 20 of us, you know, so it wasn't like a big thing. And just to tell you guys a little bit behind the scenes, so they allow, when you're sworn in, you're allowed to, if you're with a group, you can go up to the east room, and you have to have it set up in advance that you can have a little breakfast that they bring up. And actually it was a nice breakfast, and you sit down and eat, and then the justices, after you're sworn in, they come up and say hi to you. Some of them will, some won't. And it's just a small room, and this is apparently where they go and relax. I didn't realize that. And then between the east room, and then there's like a west wing, and in the middle is this huge courtyard, beautiful with trees and flowers, and this is in the top, like in the very top of the United States Supreme Court. And you go out there and you sit, and there's waterfalls. It's just like one of those contemplation places, right?
The relaxation room before you go outside, did it have a foosball table?
No, it did not.
Ping pong?
But you know what's interesting?
Pinball machine?
No, that's not. It didn't have for Todd Kuhn.
All right. I just reasons why I'll never be a Supreme Court justice.
My question is, did they play this music?
They would have if I would have gone over our disclaimers, you know, in the room. But so, I just want to explain this because people have never, probably very rare, if any of you have ever been here. But as you kind of go out there and you sit and relax, it's at the very top of the United States Supreme Court, like just on the rooftop area. And it's not rooftop, but it's like right below it. And just a cool, I was looking for the jacuzzi tub. I can picture all the justices sitting in the jacuzzi. Hey, man, that was a good argument today. Let's just pass this around. But the interesting thing about it, again, is the paintings that were in that room Cal and Todd were crazy, just old-fashioned, you know, old, all the justices, like real oils, not fake ones, but just the art in there was probably very, very...
So none of the paintings valuable. Of the justices were like the old paint by numbers.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm wondering if Bob Ross would, we're going to add another Supreme Court
Here's a
justice.
Happy accident. Oh, sorry, Ruth.
Here's a happy judge. A happy judge. Oh, he needs a friend. I'm sorry, he's staunchly conservative. He's not going to have any friends.
So here's a little... Well, we've started off on an important, interesting note. We'll be back after this. We'll do a case or no case, then get into the Durst trial.
Yep, stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up here.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk from the break. I'm your host, Frederick Penning, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Cal, you know why everybody comes. For one thing only, that's case or no case. Roll it.
Case or no? Okay, 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 yeah, okay, okay.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Hey, Todd, I think we're going to beat him because we've already got him flustered about turning case
or
no case.
Are we still doing that bit? I didn't know. Okay, no, I'm kidding. Okay, and now, case or no case, as I take you to Carefree Arizona, where Juan and Anne Franco make up a couple who needed an attorney, and they hired one to defend them on serious charges. Embezzlement. You see, they were the bookkeeping department of the local credit union, the Deer Valley Credit Union, where about $250,000 went missing over a period of 7 years. And audits supposedly led directly to the Francos, so they were arrested and charged even as they professed their innocence. Their lawyer never showed up for their first court appearance. An effort was made to track him down. Voicemail. The judge was irritated that day anyway, and he really did not like their lawyer, so they were held over for arraignment. And then, bear in mind, this was after he had collected $10,000 from the Francos in upfront fees, and more fees would be coming. So for the preliminary hearing where the Francos really needed their lawyer to make some counterarguments, he showed up late. The judge was not amused, nor were the Francos. After the legal tongue-lashing and the hearing, where the lawyer appeared to be unprepared, they decided to fire their lawyer on the spot, Will Roberts. And they asked that they might have more time to hire new counsel. The judge reluctantly agreed and chided the Francos because they'd not done their research on the attorney very well. The local newspaper archives show that Esquire Roberts had been barred from appearing in court on behalf of clients for the 6 previous months because, in the words of the court at the time, he was in need of rehabilitation services and not for a sprained knee. The Francos had some assets, according to the judge, and didn't really qualify for public defender. So they decided to look into trying to get their $10,000 back. And they sought legal counsel. And that's what I'm asking you. Fred, I'm going to start with you.
Sure.
Because you're back here. Is this a case or no case?
That is an excellent scenario that happens often, and I've seen it before. It's sad, Cal, because sometimes I see this happening in a courtroom, mm-hmm. Where you'll see an individual walk in, and the lawyer is not prepared or must have had a bad night, you know, and you're like, ooh. So the answer is, this is a very easy one that obviously the courts should be sympathetic to the Francos. And yes, he's going to have to pay that $10,000 back. And yes, they would win. But I don't know that this is a full case. I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case.
All right, fair enough. So you say no case. Mr. Kunin, as a defense attorney, I know you have never been found guilty of any of these bad lawyering sins, but not been found guilty, no. Or even
it's got to be proof beyond a reasonable doubt, baby.
Or even been accused. But I know you can tell us whether you think it's a case or no case.
Sure. Can I ask, where was this at and what year?
It was in Arizona.
Okay.
And it was in 1997.
1997. All right. And if I say if a complaint was filed with the state bar as opposed to being filed in court, would that constitute a case being filed?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because this is something, I believe, for the return of a fee that would be submitted to the state bar. I didn't get appropriate representation, then the state bar would do an investigation, issue a sanction, make an order with your law license hanging in the balance, you got to pay them back this, and it also would depend on what the written contract provided for. But that's how this dispute should be handled if you don't think you got good representation. So, because that's where it's happened, and because the ruling is if that happened, it would still be no case, I go no case.
You know what? I'm going to comment on that, too, by the way. So here's what's interesting. I think what Cal brought up was that at the time that he was representing them, because you're saying the state bar is going to come against him, I think he had lost his license anyway. Was that right? He was
barred from practicing for 6 months.
Prior, for six months. So he was on probation of some sort.
Yes.
Okay. So I think we're in agreement that this is a scenario, but no case. We're ready for points. Don't forget, Cal, on this one, since we did the same thing, you could get points if you skunked us.
I know. Now, Todd, make sure that you keep score and get Cal's sheet out, if you will, please. No, I'm just kidding. For those of you who say this was a case.
No.
Oh, that's none of you. Those of you who say it was not a
that's
case,
both
that
of
would
us.
Be Fred and Todd, and I say yes!
Yes,
this is, as Fred pointed out, an all-too-common scenario. It happens more frequently than you might imagine. And I guess the only thing, lesson is, before you hire an attorney, check them out.
Right.
And I don't know how you do that, but you guys can maybe give us some advice.
Hey, you know what, Cal? I'm going to bring up a comment on that.
Yeah.
And this is what's great about Radio Law Talk. Todd and I have a lot of experience. I'm hitting 30 years now, almost 30 years in practice.
Wow.
It is 30 years. I will never forget the sad story, and I can remember it as if it was yesterday, this lawyer showing up late, and he was disheveled, and he was being sanctioned for not showing up to his case, and this is the third continuance that occurred, and he finally showed up. And I knew what was going on with this lawyer. I knew it because I knew of him. He was a wonderful man, had a wonderful family with four children, I think four or five children, three children, but quite a few, and a wife, and he was younger, and he was dying of cancer. And it was a severe, and he was still trying to support his family and show up, and the judge didn't know that and just hammered on him. And I almost felt like standing up saying, Your Honor, this guy is dying of cancer, and the court's going to have to say that doesn't matter because you got a client there that needs representation. So he should have stepped away and shoot it off to some of his colleagues, but he passed away probably a few months after that. But it was sad to see him struggling to try to just keep working his practice to support his family up until the day he died. But it was very poor representation, and it is what it is. You have to take care of your clients.
Well, you have to admire him for trying to do that, don't you?
But still, the court needs to, hey, do you still have this? These clients need representation, so you need to step up. All right, we'll be back and talk about Robert Durst. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Next hour on Case or No Case, I'm going to take you to Tule Lake, California. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Right now, we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And, Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The CDC says today no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been detected in the United States so far. The new strain was recently found for the first time in South Africa, now being called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while there's no need to panic, it's likely that the variant is already in the U.S. The White House announcing travel restrictions effective Monday.
Monday for 8 African nations to try to keep the variant from spreading. The electricity is being shut off in parts of Southern California to reduce the risk of wildfires. More than 120,000 Southern California Edison customers had their power shut off Friday. More could have it shut down today. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I like the Amargosa Valley. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, the number one radio show with the kitty bumps. So we're the number one kitty bump radio show. So I don't think anybody can outdo our kitty bumps. So
That's true.
You know what? Robert Durst comes from a family that is very wealthy, that basically was big in the real estate game. And apparently he has a brother or two and other family members that are very upstanding, at least publicly upstanding good citizens that are well known, and this one just kind of went off the rails, right?
Oh yeah,
that's an understatement. So for years,
well, when you say this one, things in his life went off the rails.
Well,
yes.
Including him.
Yeah, including him.
So let's start back from the very beginning. I'm not going to go in deep detail, but he starts off. He gets married, and his wife, you know, happily married somehow. It's Kathy Durst, and somehow just, dies or disappears.
Well, she disappears. The last time she was seen alive by anyone, January 31st, 1982, and nobody knows what happened to her.
Right. She's gone.
That's right.
And then, next thing you know, Durst moves out to some island somewhere, and he's meets this friend of some sort, and this friend, and he get in an argument, and he claims, that is, Robert Durst claims, that he pulled a gun on him, and Robert Durst had to, in self-defense, kill him, and just happened to chop his body up into pieces.
Yeah.
You know, when you're done, you know, defending yourself.
I think that was down in Galveston, Texas.
Somewhere, but it was out there on the somewhere on the ocean, you know, right on the beach or something.
Very near, so he chops the body up.
Hey, look, when you finish defending yourself, Todd, the next thing you do is chop the body up in pieces.
Exactly. I mean, who among us wouldn't?
Isn't that your first impulse?
I had to defend myself, and now I got a hankering to
chop it up.
Be an amateur butcher.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting is he goes to trial for that, and he is acquitted, because I guess the argument is, and this is true, because he chopped the body up afterwards doesn't mean he didn't kill him in self-defense, right?
That is correct.
And so that was kind of what the statement came, and he was found not guilty. But then he finds a friend by the name of Susan Berman. Susan Berman is a very interesting young lady that comes from a family from Las Vegas that, again, allegations allegedly comes from a kind of a mafia boss from Las Vegas. There's her dad. They're trying to, at least what the newspapers say. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just what the allegations are. And, but it's a fairly prominent family, and they get to know each other and their boyfriend, girlfriend, and things are all hunky-dory. Well, the allegations are that she knew about what really happened to the wife. And so he is brought to trial for murdering Susan Berman, who was found with a bullet in the back of her head. And by the way, interesting things about this is her purse wasn't stolen. It wasn't forced entry. It was clearly someone that entered or was there. Apparently Robert Durst was just kind of took off. Did he?
His claim in defense for the Susan Berman death, mm-hmm, was that he went to her house and found her in her deceased condition. He right. didn't do it. That's yeah. what he says. But I found her there, and then he was the one who I think it was an anonymous call to let folks know that her body was found there. So he fled, but he wanted her to be his defense is I fled because I was scared. I found my friend dead.
Because but I'm not chopping this body up.
But I wanted her body to be found by the authorities, so I called it in anonymously.
Okay, so now yes. that you're setting that up. So now that is, there's an interesting thing going on there. So what he decides to do later is go on HBO and does an interview. I guarantee his attorneys are going, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I just want to point out, so Berman was found dead in 2000. And look, Durst may have been the primary suspect and everything, but the prosecution just didn't have enough to go on in 2000. Because, mind you, the trial started in 2020, so why does the trial start 20 years later? Because they didn't have enough to go on then, but what Fred's going to tell you about right now is what happened in the interim that might have changed.
Yeah, so he goes on HBO with an interview about kind of his life and what's happened to all these mysterious deaths in his life, and he puts the mic on, and they're interviewing him. And then he goes to the bathroom, Cal.
You know, when you're in those long interviews, you got to have a potty break.
And Cal, tell us what he says.
So what the hell did I do? Okay, then he's going to
what did he say right there, Cal?
Killed them all, of course. That's what he said.
He's in the bathroom, guys.
And then the next line is, what the hell did I do? This will repeat, I think. Killed them like a meme style. Killed them all, of course.
Again, he's taking a break during the interview
yep.
in the bathroom.
Yeah, obviously. Killed them all, of course, he says. What he said on not on camera, but when they were doing a filming
yes,
break.
When
it's what's called a hot mic, where you think the microphone is off. You go somewhere else, and unbeknownst to you, and maybe by accident, I don't know that they were trying to catch him with this, but his microphone was still on.
Well, the best part that Cal cut off, which is good, is the passing of gas and going.
No, I was in there. I played it twice.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway, there's a lot of gas passing and stuff. So that was the best part of
yeah.
when we first aired this. If you go to our YouTube, go to Radio Law Talk YouTube, you will see our faces. We videoed us when this was going on for the first time, and we heard it, and we were just dying laughing. So that happens, and now they bring the trial, and there is a lot of people testifying on this trial.
Exactly, because while they didn't have enough evidence back in 2000, after this audio comes out, it's like, well, look, this sounds kind of like a confession. So we can take this, couple it with all of the evidence that we had in 2000 that wasn't enough by itself. Now this gets us to a trial, and it starts, and then the pandemic hits.
Right.
This long break with the pandemic, and they resume the trial.
And they're found. Go ahead.
And Durst ends up testifying for 15 days in this case in his own defense, but the jury came back and G-U-I-L-T-Y, guilty.
That's 15. I didn't realize it was 15 days he testified.
Yep.
What a crazy.
Yeah, and he's in poor health. He's in a wheelchair and being propped up and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I felt like I was watching an episode of Weekend at Bernie's. You know, it's like Weekend at Bernie's just before Bernie's death. And because he just didn't look like he was doing good. But, yeah, the jury found him guilty based upon the totality of the circumstances. And the matter was set out for sentencing, which occurred this last week.
Right. And what happened is he's life in prison without the possibility of parole. So here's the thing. And by the way, they're going to now prosecute him for the murder of his wife in Massachusetts or another state. I don't know, somewhere else. Even though it's kind of too late, but they're just it's the purpose. Not too late as in the guy's 78 years old, right? But the family wants a little bit of closure, right? And they want him to be held liable for it for the murder of his wife. And so that's coming up. But what's the sad part about this whole thing is the guy basically, now when you're 78, you're going to go do some time. It's like, it doesn't matter now, almost.
Yeah. Well, he's 78, and I believe he has terminal cancer. He's receiving treatments for cancer.
Right.
And so, you know, when you say that he's sentenced to life in prison, well, there's a lot of people that think that that's essentially a one-year sentence because he doesn't have much time left. And if they want to prosecute him back on the East Coast for the murder of his wife or about the disappearance of his spouse in 82, they'd better get on it.
You know what's interesting, too, though, Todd, and this is a controversial topic that I'm going to bring up, is, you know, why spend the money? And I'm not saying I agree with this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Why spend the money to prosecute him again on another murder case that he's sitting in prison anyway, right? I know it's for the family. The family wants their justice to have it say he's guilty. But, you know, this is going to be millions of dollars to, prosecute this case.
What's it going to change and what's it going to prove?
Right.
What's the jurisdiction? Is it Connecticut or something like that?
Yeah, I can't.
So my thinking on it is I think that they know or they reasonably believe that Robert Durst is probably not long for this world. And so what they do is they say, hey, we want to prosecute him. We want to hold on him because the last thing they want is for this guy to go into some sort of hospice care with no hold on him in another jurisdiction. But I think that what they want to say is, hey, we were going to do it. They're not going to have to spend millions of bucks because I think he's going to die before this happens. But we would have. And now they get the credibility of saying we would have gone after him. But he died before we could do anything, and the taxpayers were spared millions.
Right. It is, wherever this is, Westchester County District Attorneys.
That sounds like New York.
I don't know where that is. Anyway, well, we're going to be back after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about a Nike boss that confesses to something. This is really interesting. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Not really.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're talking about this Nike executive. That's very interesting, this individual. This was when I first saw this story come out, and we discussed this. I was kind of, and this is what I want you to go into because you're former prosecutor with DA's office and you now do public defending, about a confession of a murder almost, what, 50 some odd years ago?
The murder is, let's see, it occurred 3 years before I was born, so 56 years ago, 1965.
And what is the statute of limitations, I guess, on that? I don't know.
There isn't one.
And I think he was a minor, too. Oh, he might have been a minor at the time, too. I think he was part of a gang. But you got to go ahead. You can bring that. You can talk about that. This is a former Trailblazers president and the current Nike executive, Larry Miller, who just says, I got to confess something.
So while I'm breaking this down here, somebody with a calculator, if somebody's 72 years old right now.
Right, and 55 minus 51.
How old were they? Take 56 away from 72.
I'll do that. I'll figure that out. They were a minor, I think.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, go about 6, carry the 5, do the 2,
times
then minus
pi,
6, divided by 6.
16. Root, years old.
Do the root, square root. Yeah. 16.
16, and then you multiply it by the circumference of the earth. Yes, so
that's past.
That's why. I mean, unless you're in a jurisdiction where they prosecute
minors as adults, but look, this is old.
What's the family going to do?
But here's the background. So a boss at Nike, I believe he is in charge of the Jordan brand at Nike, and his name is Larry Miller, not to be confused, for those of you in Utah, not to be confused with the, former owner of the Utah Jazz. Different individual.
And Miller, he has a big car dealership.
A million car dealerships. And yes. A very entrepreneurial family. He's deceased, but you're a very entrepreneurial family. Yeah. Entrepreneurial family.
Good family. But, by the way, side note, my partner and lawyer there used to represent him.
So, anyway, really?
Cool.
So Larry Miller has had a pretty successful career with both Nike and with the NBA. He was a former president of the Portland Trail Blazers. He was an executive with Nike before that. Then he was with the Portland Trail Blazers. Then he went back to Nike, and he's, I believe, the president or oversees the Jordan brand division of Nike. And recently, because he's got his memoir coming out, he's 72, and I guess that's what you do when you hit 70-ish, is you release memoirs. Mine would be a pamphlet.
It'd be a long book, but it wouldn't be very. It'd be about cats and relationships and video games.
It would be a huge run-on sentence. That's all mine would be.
Two sheets.
But Mr. Miller has admitted that back when he was apparently in 1965, when he was 16 years old, that he was a member of a gang, and that he shot and killed an 18-year-old young man by the name of Edward White. And he did that to get it off of his chest. Now, listen, it's not like he had a stellar life and that this allegation or this admission is like knocking him off the pedestal of an otherwise what everybody would have thought was a stellar life from birth to this point. In many respects, this incident notwithstanding, I think Larry Miller can be held out as a success story for rehabilitation from a life of crime to one of trying to do right by your life and being an upstanding citizen, because he was in and out of the prison system from early on when he was part of this gang as a teenager all the way up until he was about 30 years old. And after he was finally released,
he got the degree in prison.
Got the degree in prison, got out. He landed a job offer with a prestigious firm, but he was honest about his past. And when they found out about his criminal past, he lost the job.
Accounting. He's an accountant.
Yes, he lost that. And so he had to, like, go forward not telling people about the past. And he was able to rise through the ranks. He's an African-American male and was able to rise through the ranks and develop into a very successful executive with Nike, then the Portland Trail Blazers, and now back with Nike. But there is this incident that occurred back. Now, we just did the Durst case last segment, and we're talking about how a murder that occurred in 2000 finally went to trial in 2020. And yeah, that's a long time. If Mr. Miller was an adult at the time of the murder of Edward White, there would be nothing preventing the prosecutors from going in and taking this confession and prosecuting, but he was a juvenile at the time that he did it.
I'm sure he talked to lawyers before.
I'm
sure he had some lawyers that he consulted with, and this is what he claims. This is his claims. And again, I'm not against him. I'm not saying anything negative, but I want to say the side of the family of the guy that was murdered, right?
Yeah.
What about their side? How do they feel right now? You've got to listen to both sides, Cal.
Is it too late for them to sue him for civil damages?
Yes.
Forget it.
Way too late.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just, I'm just wondering what they have to say about this, that they lost their 18-year-old son. There's a mom and dad. Maybe they're not alive. The mom and dad aren't alive, or a brother or sister that's still alive lost their brother or sister. So sad all the way around, but I'm not quite sure what I think about that.
You say that he probably talked to his lawyer. I guarantee he did. Talk to the lawyers before you release something like that. Make sure that this is something that they couldn't come back and use and try him as an adult and stuff. I'm pretty certain they made sure all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed in terms of that. But I also wonder, from a PR standpoint, because he is big with Nike, right? I wonder if, be curious to know if before this came out, his confession, if there was outreach to the family of the victim. If there was outreach so that they're not being blindsided by this. Because can you see how an admission like this, if there was not, would really do damage to everything going on? I would hope that that would be the case, but we may never know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I just think the fact that he's coming out, like you said, it's memoir time. You know, it's memoir time, and memoir time means you lay it all out in life. So, Cal, I guess you and I, you're a touch older than me. You and I are going to have to, you know, I got another 20 years.
Right? I'm not buying the book.
You're not going to buy the book?
Okay. No. But I have a question about this. I wonder, because Nike is very aggressive in its marketing tactics, is it possible to reach certain demographies, certain groups, demographics, that this is coming out now to help increase his street cred as a Nike executive who's been there, done that, out in the streets with the people? Dumb question, but just thinking out loud.
I think, in my not so humble opinion, while I get that Nike is very aggressive in their marketing, let's look at some of the things that Nike has tried to shy away from. For example, we did this story about 6-8 months ago. Do you remember the one about the rapper that was releasing a doctored brand of Nike shoes that had references to the devil on it, and Nike was out there.
Blood had his blood in it.
That's right. And Nike went out and filed a lawsuit. Ultimately, it was dismissed, but they did it as a PR thing to make sure that they separated themselves from anything untoward that element, right?
Right.
I think, just me, but I find it hard to believe that they would go to those lengths to separate themselves in that context while at the same time do this in an attempt to reach a different demographic. That seems like a stretch to me.
I admit that I'm cynical, though.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. We'd like the court to take judicial notice of Cal's cynicism. It shall be done. You know, but I don't think that was the case.
Well, I think that's something that we have to. It was a little bit of a shocker for me. You know, I wonder. If you have a comment, 855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. And we're going to be back. We're going to talk about Mississippi. Auditor is going to order Brett Favre to pay some money. I'm kind of on Favre's side the way it sounds to me.
I am too.
I think he just was doing something that it was legitimate. It's not his job to do a full investigation into everything everybody in the government's doing, right? And then we're going to talk about a very interesting NFL issue. We're gonna call it NFL not for long concerning an attorney, right? We're gonna talk about that when we come back. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Payne.
We have 2 more hours of Radio Law Talk starting at 6 minutes after the next hour. And remember, we're live from the West Coast 9 to noon every Saturday at RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.